Hi, it's David Oakes. Welcome to the show. As I record this, it's December 30th. And for those of you who are doing an end of the year campaign, today and tomorrow, you must show up in your donor's world and let them know about your progress. Fundraisers struggle to find the strategies and the confidence they need to see their mission fully funded. I help fundraisers lean into their visionary capacity, tell stories, and say thank you all the way to the bank. Stay tuned for today's show. Today's show is brought to you by Visionary Fundraising, the book written by yours truly. For over a year now, I have been writing my strategies, my advice, my thoughts, my confidence builders, everything that I teach fundraisers all over the world into my first book. And it's out now. You can buy it at Amazon.com for $19.99. Or if you're a digital reader, you can click the link in the show notes and buy the digital version from me for $4.99. Get the book today. After Christmas, we enter a strange and kind of nice time between Christmas and New Year's Eve. It's still part of the holiday season, but it feels different, like a break from the usual routine. For many people, this is the only time in the whole year when it's okay to do nothing. And they really look forward to it. From December 26th to the afternoon of December 31, it's considered part of the holidays. Some people celebrate Kwanzaa or Hanukkah during this time. But for a lot of people, whether they're still enjoying holiday activities or just finished with Christmas, this week feels like a long break. Some people call it dead week. Society in general even seems a bit confused during these days. We are waiting for the new year with its resolutions and hopes, but we're not quite done with the old year. In between saying goodbye to the old year and welcoming the new one, there's this weird stretch of time. For most people, it's not even a full week off from work, but it's also not a return to the normal routine of everyday life either. People don't really know what to do with this extra week. It's kind of stuck at the end of the year. It's like I said, a lot of people call it dead week. It's a time when nothing seems important and things don't feel quite real. And after sending out your year-end appeal, crafting a thoughtful series of thank you letters, and developing a comprehensive donor engagement plan, it's tempting to think that you too can finally take a well-deserved holiday break between Christmas and the new year. If you find yourself entertaining this notion, you're not alone. You're not by yourself. Many charitable organizations either operate with a minimal staff or a lot of organizations just shut down entirely over the holiday period. If this is you, you should realize that while you're ramping down, donors are ramping up. To put this in fisherman terms, if you want to catch fish, you fish when the fish are biting. And if the fish bite at 6 a.m., that's when you fish. You don't have the luxury of saying, I will choose when I will fish, if you want to catch fish. And here on December 30 and December 31, listen to me, hear it. The fish, the fundraising fish, are biting. As a fundraiser, you should understand that a significant number of donors make critical decisions about their charitable contributions, often in the last few days of the year. Those donors with high capacity often opt for late year-end charitable giving. They make their charitable giving decisions on December 26th. Or the 27th, or 29th, 30th, even on the 31st. You should understand that many affluent donors tend to wait until the last moments of the year before making their giving decisions. They make these decisions after meeting with their accountants and their CPAs. And their accountants will say, you made a lot of money and you need to reduce your taxable income. What those CPAs and accountants are saying is, you need to invest in your business, or it's a great time to give some money away. And if you are in their thought processes, they will give to you. And often these people who wait to the last minute and they meet with their CPAs and their accountants, they can give largely. It's important for you as a fundraiser to anticipate that some of your year-end donors may have questions. They might be seeking guidance on the most effective ways to give to your organization, either in the form of cash or stock or a donor-advised fund. They will call you and say, what's the best way for me to help you? For your 20% of donors who give 80% of your money, remember the 80-20 rule, the Pareto principle, you should make sure those people have your cell phone number. Let them know in an email or a text that you're available in the last few days of the year if they want to ask a question or give a gift. Others may have questions regarding your programs, or they'll call you and say, what is your greatest area of need? Or they'll just say, where are we? I know you're doing an end of year campaign. What do you need to finish that thing off? And sometimes they'll call you at 9 or 10 p.m. on December 31, and they'll say, where are we on our campaign? That's got to make you feel good. If you keep them apprised of the progress of your end of year campaign, they will help you meet your goal. And if you're in the Visionary Fundraising Facebook group, I'm making sure to give you some great examples of how some of my students are doing that every day. If you're not a member, click on the link in the show notes and join that Facebook group. And inside that group, I'm giving you regular examples of how folks are killing it here at the end of the year in their fundraising. So this is my word for today. It's December 30th. Tomorrow's the 31st. And the fish are biting.